As you may have realised by now, as undertakers we do things a bit differently. We dress normally when we first meet a family. We feel the traditional formal look can be intimidating with its subtle implications of etiquette. We try to behave normally too, preferring a calm openness to the solemn, mournful face worn by some funeral directors, who often look like your bereavement is theirs. We don't embalm. We don't use a hearse unless a family really want one. Otherwise, it's our Volvo, usually the oldest car at the funeral. Most importantly, we don't employ any bearers, those retired men who literally shoulder the burden, carrying the coffin from the car to the grave or the crematorium catafalque, and in the case of a burial, lower the coffin into the grave. It means with us, the family need to help. This is deliberate. It changes the funeral from something you watch to something you do. The funeral of someone you love is deeply surreal. It's easy to almost leave your body, drift up into your head, become separated from what is actually happening. This sense of isolation can be reinforced if what is actually being done, moving the body from here to there, is being done by other people. All the coffins we use have working handles, 6 of them. This means that anyone can carry it, without worrying about dropping it or not being the same height. We have had 6 elegant daughters carrying their beloved father, 80-year-old grandmothers sharing handles with 8-year-old children, teams changing places. If you want to be involved in a funeral, really involved, carry the coffin. It is 1,000 times more powerful than delivering the perfect poem. Feel the uncompromising weight, the handles biting into your hand. Let your body form a physical memory of this moment. Look at the people you share the burden with. Listen to their breathing. Feel what's happening. This is real. Go to the grave, slowly, carefully. Let the lowering straps slip through your fingers until the coffin rests on the bottom. This is the last act on earth you can do for them. This is it. Journey's end. Look down. You have accompanied them as far as you can. You have honoured them with effort. You can do no more.